you. I'd like to thank the organizers. I'm going to tell you about the simple estimate for the tail distribution of the size of level sets of a simple random walk. So let me write the title here. Tail distribution for level sets. For the size of level sets of a simple random walk. And on ZD, with D larger or equal to 3. So the model is to take a random walk that I call S1, S2. The law of the increment is that probability that Sn plus 1 minus Sn be equal to Z is going to be 1 over 2D plus 1 for the Euclidean norm less than 1. Okay, this is my random walk. And the question is, let me write the question. What is the probability that in a time period 0n, you have at least xn sites which are visited at least another number, visited each one eta n times. Okay. So you run the walk until time n, and you have a given amount of sites, of volume. You want to visit each site of this volume a given amount of time, eta n times. So I'm going to motivate this question and show how it fits in this workshop on polymers. So that's my first. And then I will give the natural answer to this question and the application to polymer. At least each one visited each at least eta n times. Okay, so motivation. I'm going to introduce a model which is going to be also used by Mark Wood. So this is a model of charge polymer. And I'm considering a linear chain of n monomers. So you have n monomers. Each one has a charge. So eta 1, eta 2, eta 3. Eta n, and the charge are just a sequence of IID random variable, say in plus or minus 1, for example, or Gaussian. So they are centered, and the monomer sits on the position of the random walk. So maybe I should have called it walk. And the monomer sits on S0. So I'm going to consider the polymer measure, the annealed Gibbs measure. So what I'm going to consider is, let me write A for annealed, N because it has N monomers. Here I will put the temperature, and it's going to be a Gibbs measure with respect to the energy I'm going to define. And I average with respect to the two randomness. The randomness of the walk, which I call this P, and the randomness of the charge, and I put a curl P, divided by the partition function, which is a normalizing constant, ZA n beta. Okay. So what is which energy do I choose? So the energy is a sum of the product of the charges, minus sign, if the monomers sit on the same side, Si equal Sj, for I less than n, j less than n. And to have a centered energy I take away the diagonal, so you have to add n. And I want, it's more convenient to write this energy as a sum of local energies. So I write it as seen as sum of local energies. And this will, give me the opportunity to introduce some notations. So I will call ln the number of monomers which sit on site Z, so it's the local time of the walk. Okay. I call Qn to be the local charge, so this is local time, and this is the local charge. And then you can write each n of t as the local time, which sums up to n here, minus the charge squared. Okay, and so this Gibbs measure is going to favor configuration with large energies, which means with the sites where the charges neutralize. Okay, so let me say that the Gibbs measure favors neutral sites. So the energy is the sum of all these things. Okay. Neutral charges. Neutral local charges, and its maximum is n. So the maximum over the walk and the charges of Hn, let's say, is n. So that this is the model I'm considering. And the question here is to understand what is the correct temperature scaling where you can see a phase transition. So the question is correct. What's the correct beta you have to choose, or beta n, actually, which is going to depend on the size of the polymer, to see a phase transition as you tune continuously the beta from folded to unfolded, extended, let's say. Okay. So the nice thing with working with an yield measure is that if you fix the random walk and you average with respect to the charges, then what happened on different sites is independent. Okay, which means, let's say, when you freeze the walk, the first observation is that the local, let me write it this way, 1 minus sum of the squares of the charge over the local time. This in law is the same in the law of the charges as if you reorganize the charges, and I call this field zeta. Let me call it zeta. And here, the definition of zeta z is just of n. Is just a square of charges. So it's if the etas are Gaussian, this is again a centered Gaussian standard variable. Okay. And the eta i's are all independent, with the same distribution as the charge distribution. So what you need when you want to compute the partition function, for example, is the log Laplace transform of this variable. So the first thing you would do is to look for the log Laplace transform of this field. So let me call it gamma of x and n. And it's the log of exponential of x times 1 minus this function. that's at site 0, and when you have n, local time equal to n. Yes? Yeah, zeta is going to be a function of the local time, how many times you went on this. It's ln of z. Just because you have to think that here, what's going to be important is how many times you walk on the site, and you just reorganize the charges. Okay. I forgot an expectation here. Expectation respect the charges. This is for the charges. Okay, and then the you can write your anneal partition function as just the expectation with respect to your random walk of the exponential of this sum over all z of gamma beta ln of z ln of z. Okay, so you need the asymptotic or the behavior of gamma to have some ideas of the partition function. And it turns out that it's easy to understand how gamma behaves. There are two cases, the case where x is small, the local time is small, and the cases where x is large. So if x is less than 1, you see, here this is always positive, so this term here is less than 1, and I can use inequalities like exponential y is less 1 plus y squared, if y is less than 1, to obtain an expansion in up to the second moment. And since this is centered, I get gamma of x and n less than log of expectation of, let me write it this way, let me write that the expectation of exponential this thing is going to be less than 1 plus x squared times something like the soup of the second, the variance of this field. And this, think of eta as Gaussian, you see that it does not depend on n. So it's easy to see that this is going to be, you find a constant here. So the small x regime is like x squared times a constant. So let me write it. We call it psi times x squared. Now, if x is large, then you just use that this is less than 1. This is less than 1. So the exponential is less than exponential x. So if x is 1, you just bound the log Laplace transform by x. And so you have the two regimes, just an upper bound, gamma of x and n. There is a bound which is independent of n, which is less than x when x is bigger than 1, and psi x squared when x is larger, when x is less than 1. Okay, there are just two regimes, and then you can write your partition function dividing the local time on the two zones, the one when beta time ln of z is less than 1 and when it's larger. And what you get is expectation of exponential. So there is a regime where, let me write it this way, beta times the sum, maybe I on the level set, I just am going to define this notation. So these are all the sites. Let me define the level set. A means all the sites where the local time is between B and A. Okay, and here I sum over the sites visited often and the sites where I use this notation. Okay. Visited rarely, let's say, less than 1 over beta. So this was just a motivation to show that I end up with having to estimate some exponential moments of the size of some level sets. Okay? More generally, another type of motivation, which is the same as this one, more motivation is you might be interested in inserting deviation for qth power of the local time. Anything larger than the mean, let's say. And you might be interested in understanding the contribution of some level set. Okay, so if I'm interested in just the level set eta to eta, eta is a given number, then this is a question about size of level set. This implies psi n over 2 eta to the q. Okay. So if I understand the probability of such an event, I would have control on the partition function of that event. So this is why I was interested in this question. So now I can write the answer, the natural answer to this question. So what's the probability that in a time 0 n, you have cn sites visited at least eta n times h? The answer is that this quantity is less than exponential minus some constant times eta n cn1 minus 2 over d. Okay, and there is also a lower bound of the same sort, but I need one hypothesis, so same bound with another constant, so I'm missing the constant, same thing. So what are the assumptions? I need eta n to be larger than, I don't know if here is still okay, it's right here. Yeah, eta n bigger than log n. That's the main assumption. Otherwise, this is wrong. And to have the lower bound, I need that the total time time eta n be less than some constant time n. So this is my hypothesis. Dimension is bigger or equal to 3. Okay. And so it's a natural type of bound, because what you're going to ask for the random walk, a simple scenario is that random walk should be localized in a ball of volume xn. Think of a ball of volume I'm drawing here, Zd. So it's a ball of volume xn. And you want that the walk stays there a time enough so that if it was visiting uniformly on all the sides, it would meet this requirement. So you need that the time spent is xn time n e time. So you have to localize the walk a time, this time, in a ball of radius xn to the 1 over d. And the cost, typically the cost of doing such a thing, let me write it on another board. Let me, maybe the model I can. The cost of doing such a thing is exponential of the minus at a given constant time, the time you spent in the ball over the radius square, and it's exponential minus eta n cn over the radius square, that is cn 2 over d, with a given constant, of course. And this is why I have this 1 minus 2 over d. Okay? So this is the correct scenario. And let me say maybe what is the difficulty in obtaining this estimate. What is the difficulty? The difficulty is that you might think, I'm going to look at how many subsets you will write your event. Let me give it a name, A, as A is the fact that there exists a subset which the work can visit in a time n, where lambda is inside this level set. The level set, Cn, eta n, and all the sites visited more than eta n. And the number of such sets is, so the number of such sets is about n to the d to the power volume. Volume of lambda, which is Cn. And this might be much larger than the estimate you want to reach, which is exponential minus eta n times Cn 1 minus 2 over d. So if Cn 2 over d is larger than eta n, then your combinatorial term kills your estimate. So you have to find a way to take less set than all the possible sets. Okay. So now I'm going to just to tell you what's the application for polymer. Once you have that, I'm not going to show you how, but it's very easy to control an expression like that. So once you have this estimate, what you find is the following application to polymer. You find that the correct scaling of temperature is 1 over n to the 2 over d plus 2. What does it mean? Let me put a beta here. So my beta n is this temperature. It means that if beta is large, then the partition function scales like exponential minus n to the d over d plus 2 times some constant. And the polymer is folded. Okay? If beta is small, then the partition function looks like exponential minus n to the d minus 2 over d plus 2. So think in dimension 3, this would be 3 fifths, and this would be 1 fifth. Okay? And even though the partition, there is plus sign. Even though the partition function goes to infinity, the polymer is extended. You can write that it is extended, let me write you a statement. In the case beta small, the statement is the following. The contribution to the energy of the sites which are visited a lot is negligible. So for beta small, the Gibbs measure, a Neil Gibbs measure, of the event that the local energy due to sites visited more than a given constant, the fact that this energy is bigger than the total energy goes to zero. When n goes to infinity, so the correct statement is for any epsilon, there exists a level at which sites visited more than a times do not contribute. So even though this measure is singular with respect to the simple random walk measure, the polymer is extended. And here you can show that there is a bool of the correct size where sites are visited enough times. Prove that? The distance, end-to-end distance. In the first case, no, I cannot prove end-to-end distance. I can prove something else, which tells you that it's going to be folded is the following. So the sites visited, the set of sites, I'm not going to be very precise, just to the number of sites visited n to the something like that has the correct size. No. Well, I don't know if this is a ball or. But so the set of sites visited enough time. I guess you have other way to understand the geometry of this set, but. So let me say, I can do that in dimension 3 and dimension bigger or equal to 4. The problem in dimension 4. Okay. So, and here the correct statement would be that the site where this is bigger than that and less than a times n to the same power, bigger than we put the a here, this goes to 1. So you know there is a ball where sites are visited enough time of the correct dimension. So there is a folding. This is okay. So now, since we know what's the difficulty, we know what's the scenario that the work adapts to produce such an event. Let me tell you a proof of way, an idea of the proof here. So the idea of the proof is based on one observation, which seems to be not known. So idea of proof. So I'm back to the main inequality. Well, the idea is the following. In any set lambda of ZD, let's say any finite set, there is a large subset whose capacity is of the same order as the volume. So in any finite set, there is a U of volume lambda to the 1 minus 2 over D, this large volume, and the capacity of U is of the same order as its volume. So, and what's the capacity? Capacity is the sum over all the sites of U, the probability of escaping U, so this is the return time to U, and this means I escape. So H prime of U is return time to U. First return to U. Okay. So what you have to know about capacity is that the capacity is bounded by the volume and larger than the capacity of a sphere, the same volume, which would be 1 minus 2 over D. Okay. And so if you are on a set where that you don't see often, then its capacity is of order its volume. Okay. So that's the main observation, which helps you a lot to reduce the combinatorial terms which would come from how many sets, subsets are doing something, are visited a lot. So let me show you now how you use that to get rid of the combinatorial term and why the log n pops up, the condition on eta pops up. First observation. The second observation is that if you fix a given U, given subset of ZD, and you ask what is the probability that the work visits each site of U more than eta times. So what you have to think is that from any site of Z, you will have eta time, you have eta, that's a trip, to other sites of U. So basically you have to think that there is a combinatorial factor which will count the different possibilities, but then you have a product of the probability from going from inside Z to reach another site. It's less than n, but it doesn't matter. Less than to the power eta. And this is 1 minus the probability of escaping to the power eta. And this is how the exponential is less than exponential minus eta times the sum of this thing, which is the capacity of u. This is how the capacity comes into it's just. And then there is a combinatorial factor here that I'm not writing because it's going to be less than the other one, which bothers me. And this is about factorial u, something like that. So let me write it down better. So let me write better the second simple observation, which is that the probability of visiting a given fixed site set is less than some combinatorial factor, which I think are not optimal. I'm not just caring about them, about factorial u minus eta capacity of u. So now how can you do you use these two observations to prove the third one? You just say that the probability that the level set is large means that there exists a good set. Let me call it good in the sense of its capacity is large and its volume is lambda is good would mean its volume is psi n to the 1 minus 2 over d, and its capacity is of order its volume. There exists a good set which is included in this level set. And then you say how many good sets of this volume, exponential log n, because it's n to the d to the power volume, time this estimate. Let's forget a moment about that. Eta, capacity of u, but the capacity of u is of order its volume, which is of order psi 1 minus 2 over d. So as soon as I have eta bigger than a constant times the log, this bit, this term. Okay. And, I wanted to show another application of the first observation. Let me write down another application. Maybe I'll give you first a hint about the proof of this fact, which is once you think of it, it's kind of easy. The first fact that in any set there is a smaller set with a large capacity. What you have to use is that if you can show that the expected time spent on the set, let's say, is of order 1, then you know that its capacity is large. Why? Because there is a classical inequality which says that the sup of the expected time spent on a given site times its capacity is always larger than its volume. So what I have to do, and this is obtained the last time decomposition, what you have to do is to show that the set is not visited often. You have to bound this by a constant. That's one, but a given constant. And the way you do is that, so this is my set lambda, thousands of points. What you do is to take points which are far away from each other. So you start with a given point, you draw a ball around radius r, z1, and you choose z2 outside this ball. So you take a point z2 outside this ball, and you keep on doing like that with a fixed parameter r that you're going to choose later, and you build a set, z1, zl, l psi, And then what you know is that the number of points that you have forgotten is going to be less than the volume of the ball of radius r times the number of sides here is always larger than lambda. That's the first inequality. The second inequality comes from requiring that you spend a small time on this set. So you write what's the expectation time spent on this set. So it's the sum of the Green function. You start from x, go from x to a given site here, and the sites of r are at a distance r. Okay, so you have to think that, so first the scaling is 1 over x minus zi to the power, let's say, d minus 2. So if you scale down this set by L factor, it's a very rough way of doing, but you see what's going to happen. It's as if you had sites which are at a distance 1 from one another. And the best way to organize them is inside a ball. And if you sum this thing on a ball, you get its radius to the power, sorry, it's not L, it's R. The scaling factor, they are at a distance R. And the number of points is L. So what you get is L to the radius of a ball of same volume as L. When you sum, the best way to sum this Green function over points which are at a distance 1. So you have the second inequality, you require this to be larger than a constant. Smaller than a constant, sorry, of order 1. Okay. So these two inequalities, when you put them together, you find that the volume is lambda to the 1 minus 2 over d. And so and this set is going to be, this is what I call u, and this is how you get the first inequality. Maybe I have 5 minutes to give you another application, which was my initial motivation. The second application is in dimension bigger or equal to 5. And I wanted to have the level sets bigger than a given eta in infinite time. So it's, I just call it all the sides visited more than eta, intersected with an independent random walk. So I'm picking the same thing, average with respect to the two walks. And I want this to be bigger than t. And actually, if eta is 1, this set is the range. So it's the range, it would have been the range. And I want the size of the intersection of the range of two independent random walks to be bigger than p. And this is a kind of famous open problem, what you expect. So you expect there is, maybe I should mention two papers, but you expect exponential minus t to the 1 minus 2 over d. And let me mention the two paper dealing with that, 93 by Hanin, Mazel, Schlossmann, and Sinai, just write the abbreviation, and maybe 2001 by Vandenberg, Bolthausen, and Van Hollander, in finite time horizon. And so here we have a requirement that eta be bigger than a log n. So that's the limit of this type of method. If I'm looking at sites visited often, so that my eta here kills the combinatorial term, then I get this thing with the eta here. Kappa times eta t to the 1 minus 2d. And the challenge would be to go up to eta equal 1. But clearly, it's not going to be. Need some more ideas. I think I will stop here.
So, in applications to foreigners, what are the values of G and FM?
So when beta, so you have to think that the beta n is beta over n to the 2 over d plus 2, so that's the correct temperature scale. When beta is large, so the level set, let's say eta is going to be n to the 2 over d plus 2, and psi is going to be n to the d over d plus 2. I think, if I remember correctly. And in this case, I think that you can see that, so here, eta is xi to the 2 over d, and you can check that the combinatorial factor, you see my condition was that this combinatorial factor bother me if xn is bigger than, to the 2 over d is bigger than n. So it's exactly a regime where my combinatorial factor bother me. Because the xi, yeah. Actually, if this is big, if log this time that is bigger than eta n, I cannot use a simple-minded estimate, and that's exactly this regime. So, I condition that there is one side. I condition which measure with beta? I don't understand. When beta is large, yeah. If I condition a random walk, then it's my estimate here. So this estimate, probability that I visit this time, so I get probability that the random walk say it's a simple computation. It's exponential minus eta times. Of the polymer, I know there is a region of this about this volume where sites are visited about this time. This is not a very precise statement, but I know it's.
You think these estimates only apply to this polymer model, or can they be used elsewhere?
Well, the first estimate is an estimate for a simple random walk.
But can it be used?
Already, well, as soon as you have questions about the local time, mm-hmm. then you use them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you have a problem with the quench one. You are thinking now about the quench. Maybe I can give you a conjecture. Not sure if it should be the correct temperature should be. I'm not sure I remember what's the form of the. I have to ask my collaborators about this. The conjecture is that it's another power. Okay, I don't have its form right away. The folding transition happens at another scaling. The scaling of the temperature is not n to the 2 over d plus 2. And the partition function, let me say that the partition function should be the quench one, exponential n to the, not d over d plus 2, but d plus 4, I think, over d plus 2. But with respect to the correct, let me quenched, correct critical temperature, or it's written on my notes, but I have to just let me try to figure out. It's not yet done. It's much more complicated. Let's see if I find it. Let me answer later. Let me answer later too. Yes.
Can I take one? There's a natural copper.
No. No, because I'm using very rough bounds, and I'm saying that the capacity of a given correct set is bigger than its volume, a constant time its volume. I don't have, I'm doing very rough choice of this U. So, but at the moment, this is, it's not known, but it was going in the direction of getting smaller and smaller eta.
Okay. All right.